Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I noticed an interesting post on Facebook, and it's People Before Profit, Councillor Andrew Keegan. And he says, NoRock TD has slammed the nurses, saying the last thing the health service needs is a strike. How dare he attack the hard-working frontline staff who are holding the health service together despite government policy pulling it apart. We need to stand up to the bullying of the nurses by the likes of NoRock and Pascal Donoghue. Successive right-wing governments have destroyed our public health service through privatisation and outsourcing. We need to stand shoulder to shoulder with the nurses as part of the fight for a decent health service for all. And Andrew Keegan joins me on the line, and also NoRock as well. Andrew, first of all, in relation to your post, I mean, I'm looking back at the original article that maybe you took that from, and I don't see where NoRock said any of what you've actually put up on the post at all. In fact, he turned around and said, I'd like to see a special case made for nurses, but looking at the figures, I'm not sure how it would work out. And he basically said, I suppose what he's essentially saying is, you know, we want to try and avert a strike rather than go down that road. What made you post that on Facebook?
Well, it's not so much the comments made by NoRock. We did say that all we need is like a hole in the head, a strike now. But
well, he's right in saying that, isn't he?
The policy of Fine Gael, you know what I mean, is generally anti-worker. And, well, they'll kind of put forward an image that, you know, let's talk about this, whatever. But it will end in, you know, the nurses not achieving what they need to get is parity, pay parity, proper working conditions.
But I'm reading the story here that was written by Pat Leahy, and this I think is in the Irish Independent, and that's not what NoRock said at all. I mean, it says here, Dublin North West TD, NoRock said a special arrangement should be agreed for nurses. I'd like to see a special case made for nurses, but looking at the figures, I'm not sure how that would work out. And everybody said that it'd be difficult to work that out, obviously under pay agreements. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to see it explored. By and large, constituents think two things. The nurses should be better paid, and that ideally it won't go to a strike. Where does it say in that he's not in support of the nurses? Because you suggest in your Facebook post that he's not in support of the nurses.
Well, I wouldn't say he's a supporter. There's no Fine Gael minister or a member of the Fine Gael party supporter of any workers' rights or workers' conditions. There's a reason why they're going on strike.
But you're accusing him of bullying the nurses. I don't see anywhere in that piece where he's bullying nurses.
You can come out and make a statement on the media, right, and just criticise the nurses. What did he say
that criticised nurses,
he said,
Andrew?
All we need now, like a hole in the head, is a strike from the nurses in the health service.
And is that a quote? He said, like a hole in the head?
Something like that. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Are you paraphrasing? Okay.
I'm paraphrasing. But he more or less said, that's all we need. You know.
But I think I might have said something similar, Andrew. That's, you know, we don't really need a strike. It would be better if we could resolve this situation without having a strike. I think everybody would agree the last thing we need is a strike.
The point is that the nurses have already gone through various discussions, various different debates. Their own organisation have agreed an agreement, which is a disaster. Like, for example, if you talk to the nurses, one of the things they really jars with them is the 10 free days without any pay. But also they do the fact that nothing has been done in relation to investment on conditions. But the conditions that they work under is because the wages are so low. They're about, on average, $7,000 less than equivalent professional.
I know, but we could argue that increasing the wages is not going to help the conditions, but that's a whole other argument.
No, but you might attract, because the wages are low, you might attract nurses back home, or you might attract other nurses to come in. At the moment, they're using agency workers, which actually costs twice the amount.
I agree. But let me just go to NoRock. Noel, according to this post, you know, just like Fine Gael and just like the rest of the government, you're bullying the nurses. That's essentially what Andrew is saying. Do you accept that?
No, not at all. I mean, look, this is a classic example of a lie going halfway around the world before the truth gets its shoes on. I have no problem with unions. I used to be a union member, and no problem with strikes. And I certainly don't have any problem with nurses. I said throughout everything, every comment I've made on this, I said throughout that nurses voted 95% in favour of strike action. Therefore, they clearly feel like they aren't making progress with their talks. They clearly feel as though they aren't being paid adequately. And I've met with the INMO, I've had that discussion with them. They don't feel like they're being paid adequately, and that's fair. And similarly, they feel like the level of pay means that they're not attracting enough nurses to the profession, and therefore, you know, where there should be four nurses on a shift, sometimes there are two nurses, etc., etc. So that's what they're talking about when they talk about conditions in some respect.
Leo kind of distracted from it at Christmas time, talking about, I suppose, the fact that, you know, nurses shouldn't be taking time off at Christmas. That didn't go down too well, Noel, as you know, you well know yourself.
No, it didn't. And I mean, look, you know, what I found particularly kind of disgusting, I suppose, about Andrew's comments on Facebook were that, you know, I was in hospital, going in and out of hospital day in, day out to visit a family member at that time. And so, you know, I was meeting nurses all the time, seeing how hard they work up close. And looking at this absolute lie.
Well, it was shared. It seemed to be shared quite a number of times, thousands of times, by the looks of things, actually.
Yeah, like it really went around the place in a big way. And you know, the reality of it is that I have no issue with them going on strike. Ideally, what I'd like to see, though, is the strike avoided.
I think everybody would like to see that, including the nurses, by the way.
Absolutely, because you know they want to do their job. They do a very good job, and I think they'd like to continue doing that job. With the respect and indeed the pay that they deserve.
I mean, would you not accept that, Andrew, that Noel didn't actually say really any of the stuff that you put in the Facebook post at all? That he isn't anti-nurse? You know, whatever about Fine Gael policy in relation to solving the health crisis at the moment, that this is not Noel's personal opinion. And the fact that you said basically we need to stand up to the bullying of the nurses by the likes of Noel Rock. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm in media. And by the way, Andrew, don't get me wrong. We, you know, every media spins a story a little bit. Yeah, you know, we'll take a line. But when I look at the original article that, you know, I'm assuming that you read in relation to this, he said nothing like that at all.
No, the comment that the post is based on is the comment he says, it's all we need is a strike. The first comment was he was against the strike going ahead.
Yeah, but I think everybody's against the strike.
But there's a reason why there's a strike in the first place.
But you're taking it out of context. Everybody is against the idea of strike in theory. In other words, nobody wants to see the nurses going on strike.
Well, I don't know.
And I'm assuming you don't either, Andrew.
If you're a low-wage worker, you're not against the strike in theory.
No, but what I'm saying is, Andrew, you don't want to see nurses going on strike, do you?
No,
absolutely, you'd like to see this problem resolved. And that's all he said.
Yes, but the reason is they have already been in discussion with Fine Gael. Fine Gael is deemed to be an untrustworthy partner as far as the IMO is concerned. So they've come to the end of that process and said, we're not getting what we want.
That's fine. But Andrew, if you think that, that's fine. I'm not completely disagreeing with you. And if you think that Fine Gael are not handling the crisis at the moment, you know, properly, I completely agree with you. That's fine. Yeah. But the point is, you made it personal. And you went for the one person, probably in Fine Gael, who doesn't really think like that at all. And accused him of being a bully. And not only that, then I'm looking further down on the post, right? And there was a comment there that somebody said, at the same Noel Rock who tried to scam an insurance claim. And you liked it. Do you actually know what that comment was even about?
I do actually, yeah. But we're not actually talking about this.
Why would you like a comment like that?
What we're talking about, Noel, is
But is it not a personal attack?
The TD and not
and I'm not disagreeing with you.
Comments on the nurses, right? That what we don't need is a strike. There's a reason why they're going to strike.
Absolutely, and by the way, Andrew, nobody is disagreeing with you. It's a mess that nobody wants to see ending up in a strike.
We need to have more conversations about this.
Absolutely. We've had loads of conversations about it. But my issue is, and my point is, and I think Noel's point is, that this is a personal attack, spinning something he said completely out of context, making him look probably a lot worse than he is as a politician. And of course, a lot of people don't have time for politicians at the best of time, but making him look a lot worse than he actually is, something he didn't actually say. And then some of your commentators, I'm looking at some of the comments here, he's a dick. Right?
No, I've seen someone else.
Yeah,
I don't approve of that, but people have free right to post on that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, but you could hide it. It's your comment.
Andrew, you liked these comments. So, yeah, they have freedom to post whatever they want, but you have freedom not to like them, but yet you did.
Well, I very rarely like any comments of that nature.
Let me get back to the other one that Noel has an issue with. The same Noel Rock could try to scam an insurance claim. Noel, did you try to scam an insurance claim?
No, I've never made an insurance claim in my life.
So why did you like that comment, Andrew?
Well, you just thought
it was good fun to have a go at him.
Well, it's Facebook now, you know what I mean?
Oh, so that's okay, that makes it okay, does it?
No.
There's a word for that. It's trolling, you know what I mean? It's called.
Now, Noel, if you want to do a hatchet job, fair enough.
I'm not doing a hatchet job. Let's be clear about it, Andrew. You're the one who started doing the hatchet job by making a personal Facebook comment about Noel Rock.
Well, I'm a member of People for Profit. Fianna Gael do plenty of hatchet jobs on people are profiting the Dáil and in public loads and loads of times. And
but Andrew, you said a few minutes ago,
to defend the nurses on strike, you do a hatchet job on me.
No, we have talked about the nurses' strike on this show many times and have had numerous opinions on both sides. We've had very healthy debate in relation to it. Nobody wants to see a strike, including the nurses. We all agree with that aspect of it, including what Noel Rock said. He said basically, you know, we should try and avert a strike. We shouldn't have a strike. There shouldn't be a strike. We should try and come to some of the resolve and sort out the situation, both for the conditions and the paying nurses. We all agree with that. Nobody said, but what you did was...
Yeah, that's false concern, as far as I'm concerned, as far as Fine Gael is concerned. They will play this trick all the time. They'll spin the whole thing.
Okay, and if you had put a post up...
And have discussion. They do all this all
incredible.
The time.
This is incredible.
But if you had put a post up and said, Fine Gael are not doing enough...
But Andrew,
if you had put a post up on Facebook and said, I don't believe the Fine Gael are doing enough to support the nurses in this particular situation. I believe they're bullying the nurses, blah, 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 blah. Fine, right? That's your opinion, right? But when you mention a TD... and turn around and say that this particular TD is bullying the nurses, when in fact I'm reading the article, I'm assuming the same articles that everybody else reads, and I don't see that. I see that this particular TD, Noel Rock, and I'm not just defending him because he's Noel Rock, I'm defending him because of what I'm reading. He never said this.
Yeah, but the point...
You just made it up, Andrew.
What he said, right, to be clear, what he said is what the last thing we need... is a strike.
Yes, that's right.
This is a national representative, right?
Okay.
Coming out in public.
But he's right.
No, he's not right.
Hang on, Andrew. No, you said it again there. You've done
the last thing we
need. Okay. What did you say? What did you actually say? What was the words you used?
The wording I could have used. The last thing we need is a strike. But when you say in front of that, no, I'm attacking the nurses by saying the last thing we need is a strike, I'm absolutely not. I'm saying they have the right to strike. I'm saying they voted.
Let him respond, Andrew, please.
I'm saying they voted to strike, and I'm saying that ideally it'll be resolved without a strike. That's not attacking them. That's not criticising them. But when you put the word attack in front of it, yeah, you can spin it that way. You can say it's an attack, but it's not an attack. Just because you say it's a criticism, it doesn't mean it is a criticism. What I'm saying is very clear. And you agree with it, Andrew, is the incredible thing. You don't want a strike, ideally. I don't want a strike, ideally. We want to try and avert a strike, ideally. However, you're saying that I'm attacking the nurses somehow. I said they're perfectly entitled to strike, that I'd like to see them get a special pay deal, and that I'd like to see them treated fairly. But you're saying that I'm attacking and criticising them somehow. That's Trump-style politics. You're distorting reality there, Andrew.
Man, it's not Trump-style politics. Trump-style politics is coming from the spin from the Fine Gael party.
But have you not distorted the actual facts of what he said?
No, the main comment is where...
You've taken one sentence from an interview, and put a declaration of a strike by the AMO,
right? All the Rottweilers come out from Fine Gael at different levels attacking the issue that the nurses are going on strike.
But we have to be, when we use the word attack, let's define what we're talking about here. You know, to attack somebody, if Noel Rock came on the television or went into a newspaper and says, I don't agree with the nurses and damn them, they shouldn't be getting any more money. I don't agree with a pay rise. They're getting enough as it is. That's attacking the nurses. But when Noel Rock as a TD comes out and says, I support the nurses. I believe they should get a pay rise. Let's see how that works out. Let's see, can we do that and make a special arrangement? Because nobody wants to see a strike or we want to avert a strike. How is that attacking?
It's straight away, it's very, very subtle, right? It's very subtle.
I don't see anything subtle in it, in very different ways.
You'll have one, like, you know, you have the good cop and the bad cop, right? Noel's version was the bad cop, Andrew.
Like, I mean, stick to your own line here. You made a post specifically about me on Facebook. You let
not it be about you,
Noel. Times on Facebook.
It, well, it is specifically about
him.
It's completely about me.
But you made the statement. You made the statement that it was... the specific statement that all we need is a hole in the head to have another strike.
You keep saying you're paraphrasing there, because you are paraphrasing, because I'd never say like a hole in the head. I said probably was along the lines of the last thing we need is a strike, because I know they work hard, and I know they don't want to walk off the frontline duties that they commit themselves to, that they train for. What they want is a resolution to this, and
there's no offer from the government of increasing their wages and improving their work conditions. There's no offer. Still no offer.
Well, there is an offer to increase the wages. The issue is about how much they increased by, to be clear and to be fair about that, Andrew.
Yeah,
like, I mean, that's yet another story.
7,500
I'm going to call it an outright lie, actually. That's an outright lie you told there. What? Isn't it? That there's no pay increase on the table.
Well, the offer they want on the table, 7,500, what parity with their other fellow?
Yeah, well, that's
7,500
there you go,
short, in comparison
saying,
with the other professionals.
One thing
in
and the reality
service.
Is another thing.
Okay, but I agree with both you. I believe that there needs to be debate and there needs to be more debate because the last thing, and I'm going to say it, the last thing, Andrew, anybody wants to see is the nurses going on strike, including, I'm assuming, the nurses don't want to go on strike. They would want to get this. They want to get this sorted out. They want better conditions and better pay. Right, but the point is, it's getting back to the way you did this. And I don't believe for one minute it's fair to single out and target one politician, and I do say particularly Noel, because I think Noel has done a lot of good work around the city, and to target one politician and basically make up something that actually wasn't true at all.
No,
I don't think he's bullying anybody.
The whole post is targeting Fine Gael. Just so happens, Noel Rock happens to be RTD in our area, and we have Beaumont and a few other private hospitals in our.
It was shared quite a number of times. That's obviously why we draw our attention to it.
But to like
some of the comments. I mean, okay, you say you can't control what goes up on Facebook. You can, by the way, you can hide the comment. But anyways, to like some of the comments, like that's a scurrilous accusation. The same Noel Rock that tried to scam an insurance claim, and you liked it.
Yeah, but like.
I mean, Andrew, you're a politician.
Well, if you really want a fig leaf, right, I'll go through the whole thing and take down all the more lesser or the more obscene posts. I've no problem with doing.
When you make accusations against somebody, if somebody said that about me online, I would say to the person, well, can you show me that what I've done, or this insurance scam I'm involved in? It's quite a serious accusation.
But look, if Fine Gael, right, tomorrow, right.
So do you know, by the way, just because I need to wrap this up, but in relation to the insurance end, do you actually know what that person is talking about?
Sorry, no, sorry I said all that. But the nurse is going to go and say,
I don't have a clue what the person's talking about, because I've never had an insurance claim before, either successful or unsuccessful.
We're not even talking about nurse's pay here.
Okay, but are you familiar with what this person posted up, the same Noel Rock that tried to scam an insurance claim, because you liked it? So are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not familiar with it.
So why did you like it?
Well, how do you know I liked it?
Because I can see you liked it on your Facebook page.
Well, I'd have to check that.
why did you like it? I mean, why would you like posts like that? You know, that make scurrilous accusations. I mean, and the accusation you made against him being a bully. I agree with you, Andrew, that, you know, maybe the government aren't doing enough. Maybe they're not tackling this situation properly. And the last thing I agree with Noel is that the last thing we want is a strike. Nobody wants to see a strike. Yeah. So could you come to some sort of amicable, I suppose, agreement here and say, I think it would be fair on this occasion to apologise to him and say that it's not his fault. You know what I mean? I mean, to call him a bully.
He's a member of Fine Gael.
Just by being a member of Fine Gael doesn't mean he's a bully.
I'll put it this way. If Noel's in politics, I get told some stuff. Left-wing loony.
There's other politicians out there who would agree with you, Andrew.
That's just it. I take it. That's a regard. But as far as I get it, Noel's a member of the Fine Gael party. Now, I've talked to Noel a good few times when he was on the council.
And he's a hard-working man.
I've no problems per se with Noel, but Noel
is a representative. You clearly do have a problem with him. You clearly do have a problem with him.
It's politics. I do.
No, when you made it personal.
He's a member of Fine Gael. He's a member of the Fine Gael party, a right-wing party, the most vicious right-wing party in the history of the state.
Finally, do you want to say something? Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you've liked very personal negative things there on your page, Andrew, and you seem to have no rationale for explaining them, even though when you were first asked about it by Niall there earlier on, you said you did know what the poster was talking about. Now you're saying
I did. What the topic was about, I've seen a post. I've seen a few other things that were said as well.
He's a dick.
A few other things which were pertinent to the Fine Gael party and the relationship with different councillors in the area, but I'm not going to bring it up. You know what I mean?
Do you see, Andrew, how in a post where you accuse me of bullying somebody, where actually you yourself here are coming off as a bully?
In Facebook, I'm just restating what you said.
I think Noel accepts that you have an issue with the Fine Gael party, and that's fine, and People Before Profit do, obviously, because they're opposition, right? And I think that's fair to say. And if you want to accuse the Fine Gael party of bullying the nurses, that's perfectly within your right to do. Absolutely. The point is, I don't believe Noel is a bad cop, but the point is that you made it personal by calling Noel Rock personally a bully, when in fact Noel Rock is probably one of the few TDs within Fine Gael who's actually standing up and saying, I do believe the nurses should get a special deal.
Yeah, but that's a spin. You know what I mean?
Why would you?
Like, he's a junior member. Right, Noel, you go and say this and look good on the media. Like Radker, Harris, and the rest of them, they know they give a damn about the workforce in the health service.
You're
running into the ground.
Saying I'm attacking them. So you accept I didn't attack them now, because I'm the good cop, you're saying now. So I didn't attack them. Why did you say
I attacked them? There's two types of cops, right? There's good cop, bad cop. The good cop makes a statement that looks all right, right, but it's still an attack.
So is Noel the good cop?
The bad cop makes it clear that it's an
so
attack.
So Leo's the bad cop, Noel's the good cop.
Is that good cop, yeah, but it's still an attack on the nurse. The first thing he said...
Well, that still doesn't make any sense as to why you post that in the first place, and it still doesn't make a huge amount of sense as to why you would like a post where somebody was suggesting that he was involved in an insurance scam, and the man has clearly said that he has never been involved in any insurance claims or scams.
He said he has nothing to do with it. Great. No problem. Yeah, he's got it on the media there now. It's out in the open. Fine.
Well, maybe you could remove that from your post. It would be nice. All right, but listen, I don't think we're going to resolve this because either way, I don't believe that Andrew believes he's done anything wrong in relation to it. But thank you very much indeed, Andrew, for coming on the air.
Thank you very much indeed,
Noel, for coming on the air. I appreciate it today.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. I'll take care.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.